Tomorrow, lawmakers in Austin will hear about legislation to fix state jails. Offenders are sent there for low-level felonies. KERA's Christopher Connolly says people doing time in state jails are less likely to be rehabilitated than those in state prisons or local jails.
Texas set up state jails in the 90s to house people who commit nonviolent felonies because of underlying issues. For crimes related to addiction or mental health, like theft, prostitution, or drug possession, in state jails, they'd get treatment, therapy, and job training so they would go home and be productive citizens. Derek Cohen from the Texas Public Policy Foundation said it was meant to be a megadose of rehab.
Well, the problem is we never actually funded the rehabilitation component, so we ended up making a system of short-term warehousing for offenders that either had persistent drug addiction or low-level felony offenses.
And those warehouses, they have revolving doors. Sandy Wolf saw that firsthand when she spent a year in Lucille Plain State Jail for writing bad checks.
I've seen several that got released and come back and released and come back. You know, there was one girl that came back three times while I was there.
Wolf says a lot of women end up in state jails after years of trauma, domestic violence, and trafficking. And lots of times they end up back in those same situations when they get released.
A lot of the women that come in there are repeat offenders, and they don't, you know, they just don't, they don't have any hope.
The Texas House Corrections Committee will have its hearing on a bill to put added focus on programs that offer treatment instead of sending people to state jails and improve reentry services for folks getting out. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.